Oh, happy Sabbath, everyone. Y'all look so nice. You know, I was watching as y'all were taking up the offering and everything, and I'm like, wow, they are really happy to be here. Are you happy that we have a Sabbath? What do you think we have Sabbath? Why?
So we can worship God this day.
That's it. That's it. That's right to the point, Sister Valerie. Because God says in his word, the first commandment, who knows what that is? I bet you know. The first ten commandment of the Ten Commandments.
That we should make no graven image.
No other gods. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You know why he probably said that? Who thinks they know why God made that the first commandment of the ten?
Because Israelites was into idolatry.
Yep. That was one. Anybody else? You know why? It's really simple. Who created us? Who created us?
God.
God created us. And so he ought to get to be first, shouldn't he? Because without him, we wouldn't be here. And he said, I am a jealous God. Don't have nobody else. Don't even have your toys, your, what y'all play on, your tablets and things? Computer. What'd you say?
What, Roblox?
Whatever that is, yes. None of that stuff. Don't ever put nothing before God. Because he is the one that, the reason why we are. He's the reason why we see, we hear, we smell, we what? Breathe. What else do we do?
Eat.
What'd you say?
Eat.
Eat. What else do we do?
Live.
Sniff. Live. Oh, live. Yes. That's the reason why we sniff too, because God lets us, okay? Everything we do. Now, you know, when I was thinking about that When I was thinking about that first commandment that God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, I thought about this woman in the Bible. Her name is Deborah. Have y'all ever heard about Deborah in the Bible? You have? Great. What about her?
She was a good girl.
She was a good girl. Yes, she was. Anybody else know something about Deborah in the Bible?
She was a prophetess.
She was a prophetess. What is a prophetess?
She talked about God.
She did. She told many people about the true living God, because in those days, boys and girls, those people were so scattered that they thought they could serve other gods. And God didn't want that. Those other gods couldn't create us, make us walk or talk or see or live or anything, could they? But Deborah recognized that. And Deborah wanted to be a strong woman for God, and she was. And let me tell you how she was. She accomplished that. First of all, Deborah prayed. Do y'all pray every day? Sometimes, do you get a feeling that maybe instead of playing right now or on my tablet right now or the computer right now, I should say a prayer for something? Do y'all ever feel like that? Yes? Deborah did that. She prayed a lot to God. She also listened to God. And I thought about that. I said, well, we're going to be at church today, Lord. How are we going to be able to listen to you? And you know what? I found out we listen in Sabbath school class. You listen before you get here, because I'm sure your parents done told you things to do while you're at church and stuff, because this is the Sabbath, right? So listening is very important. Deborah recognized that. So she prayed, she listened, and then guess what else she did? She was a prophetess and she told others about the true God. And she shared with them and she was kind with them. If you tell your friends about God, should you tell them in a mean way or a happy way? A happy way. And you know what? It should come natural because God is what?
What's that? Love.
Love. God is love. So that's what our story is about today. So you know what? How's this supposed to go? Okay. I need somebody to pray. And then after they pray, I want you, the listeners, do I have any listeners, good listeners here? Okay, Divya, okay. I want y'all to tell us what she prayed for after she prays. And then after that, y'all are going to get to return back to your seats. And when you go out of here, well, before you go, the pastor's going to come up and tell us some more good news about God, so that we can be like Deborah and tell others and live and be kind, because Deborah was kind too. She drew people with love and kindness because she had God inside of her, okay? So let's stand up, please. And Valerie is going to pray. And then the listeners are going to tell us what Valerie prayed for. And then I would like for you to return back to your seat. And for those who really pray and listen and are ready to leave church today, and anyone you see today or tomorrow, tell them something about God. Tell them something about Jesus, okay? And that's what made Deborah strong. Deborah was a strong judge. She was. She's the only woman in the Bible, in the book of Judge, that was a strong judge. And she did it because she served the true God. Okay? You ready to pray? All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Sabbath day that you let us all come here so we could all worship you. And thank you for giving us your love, and thank you for letting us breathe, letting us live and do other stuff we would not be able to do without you. And please help us to spread the word, to spread your word, and thank you for everything you've done to all of us that are here. Please bless the ones that are watching us too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, now, did y'all hear the prayer? Mm-hmm. What did she pray?
She prayed.
Ooh, be careful. It's okay.
That today was a good Sabbath, and to tell everybody about the Bible, and to bless everybody here.
Okay. Can't hear you.
I can't remember.
Oh, you can't. Okay. She doesn't remember. Does anybody else remember something?
What does one say for sorrow worry? Be kind, even where it mean to you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Thank y'all so very much. And for praying, for listening, and you're going to go back to your seats. We want y'all to pray for the pastor and listen to what he says, and then be kind to someone today. And by being kind to someone today, the girls, this is the boys' tray. We want to be kind to you and thank you for coming to church today. This is the girl tray. This is for the boys.